The availability of certified seed wheat is usually as reliable as bread on the shelves of the local grocery store. Following the short harvest, however, wheat farmers like Gary Miller Shasky near Lakin are finding sourcing the specific varieties of certain seed wheat more difficult and costly than taking a quick trip to town to get the bags they need. Producers need to think creatively and use their available resources to secure quality seed wheat that will help make next year's wheat harvest. It is no shock that certified seed wheat supplies are limited this year due to the drought and short production from the Kansas harvest. Many seed dealers across the state are either sold out of certified seed wheat or have limited supplies. Seed dealers and the companies they represent are trying to offset these shortages and meet the demand of their local customers by securing sources of certified seed wheat from other parts of Kansas and other states, but it may not be cost-effective to do so considering the high cost of freight. Instead of one or two options, be prepared to be thinking of three, four, or five different options of varieties you want, said Bryson Haverkamp, Kansas Wheat Alliance CEO. Your first or second choice may not be available. Andrew Blubaugh, wheat commercial manager for Westbread, cautioned producers not to just look at this year's data, but to look back 2, 3, or 4 years of data to get a better picture of a variety's performance and consistency. Don't be upset that your first pick this year isn't the top of the list because this year's data was skewed with a challenging harvest, Blubaugh said. Make sure to look at the multi-year history. Another option for growers is to try out a new variety. Instead of relying on a go-to variety, producers could branch out to something with similar agronomic characteristics. Producers should also have confidence that the varieties for sale, even if they aren't their go-to selections, are the result of an extensive wheat breeding process, and the varieties that make it to market are there because they are consistent top performers in their generations. One action producers should not take during this planting season is to purchase seed wheat from unlicensed neighbors. Certified seed wheat is subject to plant variety protection laws that govern the development and sale of certified seed wheat by public and private wheat breeders. While farmers can retain seed wheat from the certified seed they planted for their use and their own operations, the sale of brown bagged wheat is illegal and could carry serious ramifications for not only the seller but also the buyer. In addition, bin-run wheat likely has not undergone the rigorous standards that certified seed producers are required to undergo to ensure that seed they are selling is quality product to put out to customers. If producers are using their own retained seed wheat, they should send samples out for germination tests, especially following this year's challenging growing season. Haverkamp emphasized the importance of germination testing specifically this year to ensure seed is up to acceptable standards, especially considering the amount of head scab present in western part of Kansas. Overall, while sourcing seed wheat will be a challenge this season, Kansas growers should be rest assured there are good wheat varieties available to make a crop next year. Find the latest variety information, performance data, and certified seed directory through the Kansas Crop Improvement Association at kscrop.org. Additional resources, including the most current K-State guidance on wheat variety selection at kswheat.com/wheatrx. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.